And I want you to go with me to the book of Job. I'm not done with Job yet. Chapter 1, verse 20. Job chapter 1 from verse 20. The Bible says, then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin. No, charge God with wrong. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, lead us, bless us, speak to us through your word. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll enable me to represent you as ably as I can. In Jesus' name I pray. Somebody say amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to speak this morning on the subject I've entitled the True Tests of Worship. The True Tests of Worship. A story is told of Christians who were gathering somewhere in China. And soldiers came in with guns. And they challenged the people to identify themselves who are Christians. Just like in a setting like this, a church, people worshiping. And everybody, just about four people were left, for they were fearing for their lives. Soldiers challenged them, if you are a Christian, we are going to kill you. If you are a true follower of Jesus, we are going to shoot you. Four people were left in a church that was full of worshipers. Little did they know that even the soldiers themselves were Christians. And so after those who left, who were fearing to be shot and to be killed and who were not ready to identify with Jesus Christ, the soldiers put their guns down and said, now we can have worship with the true Christians. I say that story to elaborate, to make a point. Are you a true worshiper of Jehovah God? For you see, the way the gospel was presented to us, in most quarters, it was presented wrongly. Come to Jesus for what you can get. Come to Jesus, you will never suffer. Come to Jesus, nothing wrong will ever happen to you. Come to Jesus. You will be blessed so much. And I'm not saying God is not going to bless you. But that is just one side of the gospel. And it's not even true to a large extent. For the Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. And that what happens to other people who are not believers can also happen to you. What evil comes to people who don't believe can also happen to you. The book of Job shows us very vividly that we also can go through stuff. And if you only embraced the sun of the gospel, S-U-N, or sunny days of the gospel, you may have your heart broken and disheartened when the storms of life come your way. You may fail the test of true worship when storms begin to rage. Satan comes to God and challenges God and says to God, Job is not a true worshiper. Job worships you because of what you have done for him. Job worships you because you have put a hedge around him. Job is a spoiled brat, says the devil. Job comes to God and says, Job does not worship you for nothing. Job is not real. Job only worships you because how you have blessed him. Can't you see how rich he is? Can't you see how many children you have blessed him with? Can't you see the number of camels that he has? Can't you see that everybody in the land reveres Job because how you have blessed God? Job does not worship you for nothing. And God turns and takes the challenge from the devil and says, so you think so? The Bible says that God removed the hedge from Job. That means that you are covered and protected every millisecond of your life. And so even as I continue to speak, I want you just to say it again. I know you knew you said it last Sunday. Just say, God, continue putting your hedge around me. Can you shout, God, continue putting your hedge around me? If you read the scriptures in the book of Job, you'll find out that the hedge that was around Job covered Job so much from all the ills, all the arrows, all the attacks that could have come to this godly man called Job. And as I was reading, I realized that you don't protect yourself. Come on, somebody. God protects you. Oh, can you shout amen? Can you shout a better amen to God? Amen. God protects you from the ills, from attacks, from sicknesses, diseases, all the bad things that come from the pit of hell. God, you have not reached here because you're too sharp. You have not reached where you are because you are better than others who maybe died because of a disease or died because of an accident. You are simply here by the grace of God. Oh, I want you here better. Amen. If you don't believe in amens, it's okay. You can continue looking at me. But those who believe in amen and know what it means, can you say amen? Amen. We are kept. We are protected. God covers you. We used to sing a song, I'm going to stay under the blood. referring to the incidents in the book of Exodus where they put the blood on the doors and the lintels, and the angel of death, when he saw the blood, he moved over and he was not allowed to come in and to kill the firstborn. That's where that song came from. I'm going to stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay there where no harm can come to me. No harm, no harm. And we could repeat it. No harm, no harm. I'm going to stay right under the blood. So the devil comes and challenges God and says, Job is not worshiping you for nothing. The story of Job is more than Job's story. The story of Job is a story of you and I. And I'm sure if God was to meet the devil again and the devil was to present your file to God and call you by name and present your name and your file to God and say, oh, John or Peter or Eunice or Deborah or whatever your name could be, would come to the assembly where the sons of God are meeting and present your name, will you pass the test? Does the devil say you don't worship God for nothing? Does the devil say that you are not legit? Does the devil say that you are not genuine? And that maybe you adopted that part of the gospel that told you that when you come to Jesus, nothing wrong will ever happen to you. When you come to Jesus, everything is going to be cool and dandy. When you come to Jesus, nothing wrong is ever going to... Maybe you adopted that part of the gospel, which would be so unfair to the other Christians who went through hell and high water. It would be so unfair for you and for them who died for the gospel, believing in Jesus, and for you to have this candy, ice cream kind of religion that goes through nothing. It would be so unfair that people went through hell and were crucified head down, and they were beheaded because of their faith, and for us, we will not go through anything. I'm speaking on the subject of true, the tests of true worship. The tests of true worship. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, will you pass the test? Let me rephrase this. Do you worship God for who God is, or do you worship God because of the good times you enjoy? So if the times would change, would your God also change? If times would change, this is the kind of message that Christians don't say amen to, but I have enough of amens in my soul, so I'm saying them to me, all right? If your times would change, I'm really stepping where it really hurts, I know. Yeah, if times would change, would your God also change? If you are to lose your job, God forbid. If you are to lose a spouse. If you are to lose a child. If you are to lose your income. If you are to lose a dear friend. Would your faith or your worship also change? Would your God also change? Or would you still continue being a true worshiper? Would you leave church? Would you say, I'm throwing in the towel? Things have been hard. Life has been tough. Would you throw in the towel and say, for lack of a better word, to hell with this? Would you pass the test of true worship? Allow me, for the few minutes that God has afforded me, to give you some ingredients of true worship from the book of Job. Brothers and sisters, true worship is a choice. True worship is a choice. Job chapter 1 and verse 20 reports, then Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and worshipped. This portion of scripture shows his natural response and also shows his spiritual response. For you see, tearing his robe and shaving his head were customary expressions of pain, grief, and sorrow beyond diction. Pain, grief, and sorrow beyond diction. Job truly grieved. Job teaches us that a true worshiper of Jehovah is not bionic. You don't become bionic man or bionic woman because you're a true worshiper of God. Being a true worshiper of God means that you're also normal. You hurt, you pain, you grieve, you go through sorrow, you cry, tears roll down your cheeks, like even the patriarchs that have gone before us. Bible tells us that Abraham went through grief, Joseph went through grief, Moses went through grief, David went through grief, Jeremiah, Peter, and even Paul, they wept and they mourned. And so the fact that you're a true worshiper of God does not mean that you pretend that all is right, even when all is not right. He grieved loss. He wept because of the pain. This is the man that God looked from the porticles of heaven and said, have you considered my servant Job? God gave a testimony and about Job. He's a righteous and upright man. God giving that testimony. And yet, when all hell and storms came, the man wept. He grieved. He was in pain, as righteous as he was. I was preaching in a funeral recently, and I was telling the people, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to mourn. Because the Bible says that we have times and seasons. There's a time to rejoice, and there's a time to weep. It will be ridiculous for you to rejoice at the wrong time. You would be crazy to be laughing in a funeral for a loved one. You need a doctor to check if you're all right upstairs. Equally, it would be ridiculous for you to be crying on a wedding day for somebody who's getting married. The Bible says that's a time to rejoice. Times are different. This was a time for him to weep, to grieve the loss, as righteous as he was. But, in all the pain, in all the loss, in all the grieving, losing 10 children in a day and everything happened in a day. One day can be very long. One day can be extremely long. Job made the choice to grieve, tore his robe, fell on the ground. And the Bible says he made the choice to worship even in pain. Even in grief. Even in loss. Unsurmountable loss. The scripture says he made the choice to worship. To worship. So true worship is a choice. Is a choice. And that regardless of what you're going through, and that regardless of what the devil has thrown to you, regardless of the missiles, tornadoes from the pit of hell, that you can make the choice to worship. Oh, somebody say amen. Yeah. You came here this morning. I know not everything could be okay with you. Maybe some things are not working with you. Maybe actually some people have no reason even to come to church because of the pain that you have gone through, but you still made the choice to come and lift up your hands and to sing songs and to worship him and say, Jesus, he is Lord, he is Lord. He has risen from the grave and he is Lord. You have come here not because everything is okay, but you came because you made the choice to wake up and come to worship God. True worship is a choice. I didn't come here because I feel like coming. You think I come here sometimes because I want? No! Sometimes you force yourself and say, whether I feel like it or if I don't feel like it, I am going to church. Hallelujah. I am tired as tired can be. The week has been really rough for some of you. You have had no day to rest. You have had nothing, no hours to sleep. But you still, the day you're supposed to sleep is the day that you say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Come on, somebody. You came to worship. You made the choice. And picked up yourself to come and worship God. Job made the choice to worship God in spite of the loss, the grief, the pain he was going through. Another thing about true worship from this verse, you find true worship is the result of eternal perspective. Eternal perspective. Job worshipped with an eternal perspective and makes two statements about himself and three statements about God. Job said, naked I came from my mother's womb. He said, when I came from my mother's womb, I did not bring anything to this world. Or when I came from my mother's womb, I was naked, didn't even have clothes. When I came from my mother's womb, I came even maybe clenching my fist. I had nothing when I came from my mother's womb. Eternal perspective. And then he says, not only did I come naked, but he also realizes that the same way I came into earth, and this is a message that somebody needs to hear because some of you are possessed with possessions. Let me tell you. He says, I came naked. I didn't bring nothing. And the news is, when I leave, I will leave the same way. I will leave the same way with nothing. Naked I came, and naked I shall return. I have never seen anybody saying, oh, please bury me with my Bentley. I have never seen anybody saying, oh, please bury me with my house. No way. It's only, what is it? Is it normally 6 foot by four or what? Was it, what is a grave like? 6 feet by what? By? Three. 6 feet under, and this other way is how much? Three or four. Well, for me, it's going to be a bit longer because I'm tall. I'm past six, you know. So mine is going to be like 6'4". Yeah. For you, it can be six. For me, you know, I'm tall. Tall people have challenges, you know. Yeah. If you sleep on a 6 foot bed, your feet will be outside if you're past six. You know. I have never seen anybody go with anything. Nothing. We buried Jomo Kenyatta. He went with nothing. We buried Moi. He went with nothing. We buried Kibaki. He went with nothing. And I'm just talking about now presidents and kings. But also, whether you're rich or poor, I buried my father. He went with nothing. I buried my grandfather, my grandmother. They went with nothing. Naked I came to this earth. You have to have an eternal perspective. And naked, you shall return. With nothing, the same way you entered this universe is the same way you're going to exit. So Job says, this is how I came and this is how I'm going. So nothing moves me. Nothing shakes me. When you have that understanding, then you begin to be a true worshiper. Then he says, the Lord gave. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the Lord gave. Everything you have and everything you'll ever be, God has given to you. Oh, believe me, my friend. I won't repeat that verse again. The Lord has given. What has been taken by the enemy, God gave. God gave me children. God gave me camels. God gave me cows. God gave me everything that has been taken in a day. It is God who has given. And that you're just a manager of everything that God has given to you. Look at your neighbor and tell them you're just a manager. Oh, look at them. Don't fear them. Tell them you're just a manager. Everything you have, God has given to you. Everything. And because God has given to you, God has the right to take it away from you. So the Bible says, the Lord gave, he gave, and the Lord has taken away. He didn't say the devil took away. He said the Lord has taken away. All right? So you have to have that perspective that God will not take what he has not given. He only takes what he has. God gave and God has taken away. Then he says, blessed be the name of the Lord. My worship is not platformed on what I have and what has been taken away. Oh, I wish you get this revelation. My worship is platformed because God is God at all times. Oh, yes. God is good. God is powerful, all powerful, omnipotent. But also, times can change. Those three statements are found in this portion of scripture of an all good God, of an all powerful God, but also a God who is worshipped regardless of what you are going through. Somebody say amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is going to help somebody. Some of you who think that when you get saved, nothing wrong is ever going to happen to you. Well, it happened to Job. And if it happened to Job, who was righteous, and God speaks very highly of Job, it may happen to you sometime, someday. But when it happens to you, you have to realize it is God who gave, just in case you have any loss, and it is God who has taken, and that his position does not change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? His position does not change in the economy of true worship. God is to be worshipped regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how you are feeling, regardless of what you have lost. God is still to be worshipped and to be adored. So Job says, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. But he said what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that my worship is not on things. My worship is not on what he has given me. My worship is because he is God. He is God. Thirdly, true worship is stubborn trust. Stubborn trust. The Bible says, in all this, Job chapter 1 and verse 22, in all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Job worshipped God. The devil was annoyed. What he thought would succeed did not succeed. The devil got furious. And he said, went back to God and said, you have not really hit this guy well. You need to hit him more. And when you hit him more, he will curse you and die. When he saw he has not succeeded, the wife of Job came to Job and told Job, you have messed up, you have sinned, curse God and die. Do you still hold on? Do you still hold fast your integrity? After he has attacked his health, after he has attacked his money, after he has attacked his wealth, there's a difference between money and wealth. After he has attacked everything, the wife comes, do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. And Job was the prototype of Jack Kevorkian. You know Jack Kevorkian? Oh, you don't know. Jack Kevorkian, in America, we used to call him Dr. Death. He is Dr. Death. This is the old prototype in the Old Testament. Jack Kevorkian is the one who advocated for euthanasia. Jack Kevorkian is the one who said that patients don't have to suffer long. They can opt to be injected and die instead of suffering. Hello? Why do you look like you don't know what I'm talking about? His name, I did this long time ago in university, man. You've never heard about Kevorkian? Huh? Hey. Mkonyuma bana. Mkonyuma bana. I did this in 1996 in school. Yeah. Kevorkian. Dr. Death. And that if life is so hard for you and you can't bear it anymore, Kevorkian is the man, is the guru, is the founder, is the advocate that die. Take your life. So the wife of Job comes and tells Job, are you still holding on? Every button was being pushed for this man to stop worshiping God. And as I've told you this afternoon, true worship is stubborn. Look at your neighbor and tell them true worship is stubborn. Yeah. And that nothing that will be done to you will stop you from worshiping God. Nothing they say, all the buttons they push, you will still remain faithful to worshiping God. You will tell the devil, it's me, it's me, it's me again. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that Job continued to worship God and he would not charge God with evil. He refused, turned to the wife and told the wife, you are speaking like a stupid woman. Oh yes, and that was not even an insult. Some people speak like stupid people. I cannot stop to worship Jehovah. He said, no. True worship is stubborn. That regardless of what you're going through, regardless of who is attacking you, regardless of how hard it has been, true worship will say, to hell with the devil, I will still worship God. To hell with the circumstances, I will still worship God. Am I speaking to somebody here? And that you will walk through the water, you will walk through the fire, but you're still going to be a true worshiper of Jehovah God. I am not leaving my God. I will not stop worshiping God. I will die worshiping God. It is God and me. I will die. I have subscribed. I will not divorce my worship because of what is happening. He says, true worship is stubborn. My wife, you can leave me if you wish. My children, you can leave me if you wish. But I still choose to worship God. And so, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I subscribe to you that true worship is a choice that you make. True worship has eternal perspectives. That God is the one who was given, and God is the one who was taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But lastly, true worship is stubborn. I will come to church. I will worship God. I will be faithful. My family may even talk about it. My enemies may talk about it. But true worship is stubborn. Look at three people. Stand up and tell them you've got to be a stubborn worshiper. Oh, look up at three people and tell them if you're going to be a worshiper, you've got to be stubborn. Hallelujah.
That's why I wake up every Sunday. That's why I wake up every morning and worship God in the face of calamity, in the face of adversity. I still worship God. It's not been easy, but I still worship God. It's been tough and rough, but I still worship God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a round of applause in the house. I still worship God. True worship is stubborn. And that there's nothing the devil will do to you that will stop you from true worship. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Nothing. 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 Devil, you're too late. I know God too much to stop worshiping because of circumstances. I know God too much. Oh, come on, come on, come on. I know God too much for you to come between me and my God. I know God too much. True worship is a choice. True worship has eternal perspectives. That everything you are, you'll ever be, God has given to you. And should anything happen, you will say, God has allowed it. Because your life is hidden in God. But lastly, He will use even the closest people in your life. But you've got to be stubborn and say, shall we receive good and not evil from God? That was the answer Job gave. Should we just receive the nice things and don't accept the challenges and the rough times? And should the challenges alter our vision and how we know our God? And the answer is, no, sir. God remains God. God remains God. I like it even in Swahili. Swahili is better. Mungu anabaki kuwa Mungu. Give him a round of applause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout to God. I said, hallelujah. God remains God. God remains God. And that was the story of a true worshiper in the name of Job. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've learned to trust in Jesus through it all. Through it all. Do you know that song? Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
Jesus.
I've
learned to trust in God.
Through it all,
through it all,
through it all, through it all, I've learned
to depend upon His word.
Through it all, one more time, through it all,
through it all.
Hallelujah. I want somebody to stand up and just worship God for a minute. Just stand up and worship Him for a minute. True worshipers who worship Him in the spirit and in truth. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. He deserves our worship. He deserves our glory. He deserves us to worship Him. Worship, worship, worship Him. 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 Shadeba. Worship Jehovah God. I don't know what you're going through, but worship Him. Worship. Worship Him. All He wants is our worship. All He has asked us is to worship Him. Worship Him. We came to worship. We've come to worship. We've come to worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Glory to God.
through it all, through it all, through it all. Worship Him, worship Him. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, who was and is to come. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. Glory to God, glory to God. My God, my God. With money or without, in health or in sickness, we worship God. In acceptance or in rejection, we worship Him. In love and out of love, we worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. Oh yes. Come rain, come sunshine. We worship Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship Him, we worship Him, we worship Him in all circumstances. In all circumstances, we worship Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we are happy or sad, we worship Him, we worship Him, we worship Him. Glory to God. My God and my Lord. Thank you, Jehovah God. Worship Him. We worship Him. We worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus this afternoon. Hallelujah. God remains to be God. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.